Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Suzanne Knabe-Nicole from Police Science Doctor. So just 5 days ago, we had the amazing Rapid Fire Conference on Behavioral Science in Policing. It was the first of its kind, and I'm planning at least two more because you guys really, really enjoyed it. I had 9 speakers, and the event was almost 3 hours long, and I've got quite a few speakers interested and lined up in taking part in the next one. So I think the next ones will be shorter, maybe just 4 or 5 speakers at a time so that I can wrap it all up in about an hour and you guys can get on with your day, but still get a lot of value out of it. So it was, for me, it was amazing. I really enjoyed it. I had some fantastic feedback from you as well. And if you are someone who actually wants to take something away from a conference and wants to learn something, but it was obviously a lot of information, and you know, one session after the other, 9, as I said, if you what I prepared specifically for those who want to take that knowledge away and actually retain it and use it and look up what was actually said, I've put this ebook together. Now this is the transcript of each of these 9 training sessions, so everything that was said by the speaker, by the person sharing that knowledge, and all the references and links to resources that were mentioned. You can get this ebook. All you need to do is go to this link that I'm putting into the comments now. So wherever you're watching this, Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, you should see this link here now. It's a bit complicated, so I'm not going to read it out. But basically, this ebook is available. It's $11.99, and that's dollars. If you're not a subscriber, if you want to subscribe first, go ahead, please do that, and you will get it for $9.99. So this has all the transcripts, the whole sessions transcribed for you with all the links to the resources mentioned, and you can also get in touch with the speakers this way. So this is something, this is a resource for you to keep and to have and actually be able to look up what was said, you know, whenever you want. This is something you can, you know, just keep on your computer. Then the next announcement is this Thursday, I'm doing a live interview. I'm doing it with Professor Clifford Stott. Let me just get rid of the logo so you can see his name properly. There you go. So this Thursday on the 29th, 7 o'clock in the evening, British Standard Time, we're going to be talking about public order policing, riots, demonstrations, marches, protests, all this kind of thing. Now, I don't have to tell you, we've seen quite a lot of those in the last year and also this year. You know, there was the George Floyd thing, defund the police, kill the cops, all this kind of rubbish. And then there's anti-lockdown measures, demonstrations. And Professor Stott basically has been researching for a long time. I first found out about him when I was doing my MSc, and he was giving a talk about how best to police large crowds, because if you go in, you know, with a mindset of, oh my God, we need to take control, you know, basically this confrontational mindset, the crowd will become confrontational. So he's got a much better approach for us to share with us. So that's this Thursday. Then the next thing I wanted to mention, and oh, I've actually forgotten to upload it on here to share with you, but was something I announced at the last at the conference last week, was the webinar that I'm putting together. And that's only less than 3 weeks now from now. It's Thursday, the 13th of May. I've uploaded it now. It's Mental Health and Policing, Global Issue, Practical Solutions. So I'll be sharing some information from police agencies around the world. But this is not just for people to come together and complain about the current status, the support or lack of support for our police officers and police staff. We're also going to be sharing best practice, what to do about it, and we're going to give you lots of ideas and tools that you can go away and try out in your own police agency. Okay, you can register for this free webinar. I'm putting the link in here and to the comments. So again, wherever you're watching, you're seeing this comment now, and just click on there. It's free to attend. Hopefully it'll be, you know, between 1 and 2 hours, not like the conference last week. Although, you know, so many people stayed on until the end, which was really impressive. And that's what I had to share with you about that. Now let's get to the science snippets. It's that time of the week again. Police Science Snippet number 21. I've been doing this for 21 weeks now. It's about detecting deception. When using TUE, that's tactical use of evidence, in a suspect interview, officers are nearly 70% accurate when determining whether someone is lying or not. The percentage when using no specific tactic or comparison one was near chance, around 50%. So normal percentage when you're not using anything specific, 50-50, you know, like flipping a coin. When you're using tactical use of evidence, it jumps up to 70. So that's a big improvement. So not perfect, but an improvement. TUE, so tactical use of evidence, involves an incremental approach to information revelation. So you don't tell the suspect right away in the beginning what evidence you got against them. Okay, it's an incremental approach. So you go step by step and you reveal a bit more, then you reveal a bit more. And the interviewee is asked to account for or explain each piece of information or evidence piece by piece. So as usual, the link to the article is here. For those tuning in for the first time who don't know what these science snippets are about, every week I've been trawling through some research articles, because one of the things Police Science Doctor does is translating research findings into something you can consume: videos, podcasts, transcript, and science snippets. So because operational police officers and staff don't usually have the time nor the access to be trawling through research papers, so I'm doing it for you, and I extract three golden nuggets of practical and actionable information from research, and I share it with you on a Tuesday. It gets sent out to the email list on a Tuesday with the links, and you can keep it as a PDF, and I also share it on this live on a Tuesday evening with you. The second snippet of this week is police perceptions of sex workers when they've been raped. So research suggests that police officers, and more so male officers, tend to blame a rape victim more if she is a sex worker, and assess the consequences she suffered as less severe compared to a non-sex worker victim. So police find out about rape. Their perception, according to this research, changes slightly when they find out that she is a sex worker. Okay, so they attribute more blame to the victim. They attribute less severe consequences emotionally and physically, I guess, to the victim if she's a sex worker. And how do you think that might affect the investigation? How do you think it might affect the interaction with that victim? And how might that deteriorating, perhaps, interaction with the victim affect, you know, how well she can cooperate with the police and how she trusts the police and whether she will come back if she needs something, if she needs help? So this all has ripple effects. And the last snippet for today is preventing burglary. So this is something that Professor Jason Roach actually shared in his talk last Thursday. Police cadets are youngsters who are not police officers, but they have joined the police force as volunteers. So police cadets visiting student residents in a high burglary area to conduct a survey which alerted those students to the risks of burglary, because most of them weren't aware that they live in a high-risk burglary area. To conduct the survey and how they could reduce that risk appeared, so just the visits and doing the survey had an educational effect, and that appeared to reduce the amount of burglaries in those streets visited. Very low cost initiative. Police cadets don't get paid, they're volunteers. You know, surveys on paper are not very, very difficult or expensive to design. They were also giving out posters that students could hang on the inside of the door, reminding everyone to make sure that they know if somebody's still left in the house, to lock the doors and windows before they go out. And just making people aware that, you know, did you know that you live in a high risk area? Did you know that if you leave something unlocked, your insurance claim might not be valid? And just making them aware of all these pieces of information reduce the risk in that of burglary in that area, in those streets where this was visited. So that was it for today. I've kept it short and sweet for you, 9 minutes so far. So don't forget, this Thursday, live interview with Professor Clifford Stott, and Thursday, 13th of May, the Mental Health and Policing webinar. Okay, so there's going to be some really, really interesting things in there. Some findings that I wasn't aware of. We're going to be talking about the difference of a traumatic incident happening to police and then being even more traumatized by the organization's response to it, how the police officer is then treated by their own employer. So some very interesting, juicy stuff. I wish you a good week, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful. You can get access to each episode's transcript, with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.